These events, and I fully agree on this, are deeply troubling. I did not think that something like this was possible at the Volkswagen Group. We have broken the trust of our customers, dealerships, employees, as well as the public and the regulators. And let me be very clear, we at Volkswagen take full responsibility for our actions, and we are working with all the relevant authorities in a cooperative way.
After that study by West Virginia University, isn't it true that VW told the EPA and the California board that the increased emissions were due to technical issues and unexpected in-use conditions?
Yes. True.
And those representations at that time were, in fact, incorrect and false, weren't they, sir?
Yes,
they were. Now, to your knowledge, did anybody at the Volkswagen Group of America know at that time that, in fact, those discrepancies were due to these defeat devices when they made those representations to the regulators?
To my knowledge, at this point of time, no.
No one in the U.S. did?
No.
But isn't it true that the technology was installed in the automobiles, at least initially, because the cars could not meet the new, more stringent emission standards for diesel engines?
Yes, to your last question, this appears to be this way.